Reconfigure.
If violence ensues in the sanctity of this forge temple, then my constructs will not have to drag the dead weight of your quality augmetics and autonomer far to the smelting pits.
The humorless mechanical drone echoed about the cavernous mill.
Aulus?
The carrion called, his heart thumping.
Is that you?
After a fashion,
the iron warrior said, his modulated voice cutting through the molten hiss of industry.
What you left of me, and much more.
Something huge stepped down through the nest of derricks, support struts, and catwalks. Aulus Scaramanca was no longer an engineered wonder of his Primarch's flesh and blood. He was a monstrous machine, an engineered wonder of Mars, constructed of metal and pure hatred. The Iron Warrior was huge, taller than the siege automata they had faced outside the Forge Temple, as tall, perhaps, as an Imperial Knight or Martian War Walker. His armored legs were of brute hydraulics and battered armor. His midriff was a narrow, pivoting column, supporting a broad, armored thorax that seemed to be all pauldron plates and combat chassis, with two colossal appendage arms. Each arm snaked with cables and crackling power feeds, terminating in monstrous grapple claws, each talon tapering to a delicate point that arced with electromagnetic energy. The construct was dripping with chains. Its scarred plate was studded and painted in the dun colours favoured by the Fourth Legion, as well as decorated with yellow hazard stripes. In the centre of the gargantuan chest was a battered, leering helm in the fashion of the Iron Warrior's Dur iconography. Before it was a pair of smaller arm appendages equipped with digitools for close work. The size and position of the skull made the monstrous construct appear hunchbacked, but this was only exacerbated by the great globed back of the thing. Ensconced in a reinforced placement was a reactor of molten iron, glowing and spinning like the liquid metal core of a planet. The same radiance reached out from the eye slits and vox grill of the central helm, lending the construct an infernal quality.
Aulus!
The carrion said again.
How?
The iron warrior boomed back.
The genius of Mars. When the tower preceptory collapsed, I was the only survivor beyond you. What was left of me crawled out of the mountain of rubble days after it was demolished, and most of that was a useless mess. Can you imagine, carrion? The will it took to do that.
The Raven Guard said nothing.
A will of iron,
Aulus Scaramanca told him.
I thought you might return, but you didn't. I didn't even know if you were alive. Instead, I was found by the Magi of Mars, the new Mechanicum.
A false Mechanicum,
the carrion challenged.
Enemies of the Omnissiah, in league with traitors and heretics.
You lecture me on heresy,
Aulus Scaramanca thundered.
Yet you arrive in the company of the heretic and the abomination yourself. It matters not how you judge or what you think, just as it didn't matter to me. They offered me a new body, something to replace all that I had been and more. A body of iron. So that I might survive the procedure, they introduced me to the wonder of the code, a data stream of living consciousness, an altered state, a new way to exist, a life beyond the limitations of flesh and iron. I was disappointed with their first efforts and killed them with the body they had created for their lack of vision. The Magi built me a second, and I did the same. Only now am I complete. I am iron, within and without.
The carrion couldn't bear to look upon the thing his friend had become.
Aulus, you must
listen to you,
the iron warrior asked.
Listen to reason, to my conscience, as my Primarch did. A lot has changed in a short space of time, carrion, as your presence here demonstrates. I serve my Primarch, Perturabo, and the War Master. Mars will be ready for the coming of Horus. I shall ensure it. The Mechanicum has charged me with such a duty. Mars secure, impregnable. A worthy fortress world from which to launch the final conquest of a galactic empire and the seat of its imperial dominion, Ancient Terra. I know not which master you serve now, Carrion. Your plate is testament to none. Before a siege, an Iron Warrior starts by knowing the weaknesses of the site he wishes to defend and protect, by understanding best where he himself would attack. Only then can he appreciate how best to fortify it. I know the weaknesses of Mars, my friend, just as I know the weaknesses of this Forge Temple. The Invalis, the weakness of flesh, the vertex and the vulnerability of magnetospheric shield. You forget. I was there. I saw you coming before you even knew you were. You shouldn't have needed half-remembered heretics and a silica animus to have told you how to destroy Mars. That is the comforting thing about abominable intelligences, though. They always fail.
I will complete my mission, the Carrion told Aulus Scaramanca.
Your mission is futile,
the Iron Warrior boomed, the baleful illumination burning bright within his mouth grill and eye sockets.
I have stationed every available construct I have in defense of the mighty vertex. You will not reach it. You will not interfere with the reverence of its ancient construction. Mars has new masters. You will not be allowed to threaten the shadow sanctity of the new Mechanicum's domain, or the War Master's inheritance.
As the Iron Warrior spoke, the Carrion scanned the mill complex for exits. The conveyor belt was only taking them closer to the monstrous machine that was Aulus Scaramanca. Every bulkhead, blast door, and freightway was crowded with Forge Temple security forces. Skitari, gun servitors, cybernetic shock troops, battle automata. The Carrion looked back up the conveyor, but a swift spectra scan with his bionic eye revealed a Skitari assault carrier hovering in the frozen air outside. The aircraft's weapons were hot, and the servitor slave pilot at the controls waiting to call an abrupt end to any attempted retreat.
Why waste your function on a suicide mission?
Aulus Scaramanca put to them across his voxhalers.
For those of faraway flesh, it is illogical. Some of you are already heretics. Our time has come. Join us. Take of the code. Serve both the new glory of the Red Planet and, for once, yourselves. Carrion, we can wipe clean the memory of the old Mars. We can construct a new empire. Together!
Seconds passed with the conveyor taking the Carrion and his constructs onwards towards the Iron Warrior. The Raven Guard's cogitator burned with the demands of data processing the rapidly unfolding futility of the situation.
Don't do this,
Aulus Scaramanca implored.
Don't be the Carrion come to feed off the death of the past. Become the future.
Bool, the Carrion said to the heretic. Have your construct get the abominable intelligence to safety.
I saved your life once,
Aulus Scaramanca said.
Automata, stand by,
the Carrion said to the Null and the machines of the First Maniple.
Attack patterns authorized.
Don't make me take back the gift I gave you,
the monstrous machine warned him. In the metallic ring of his booming voice, the Carrion could hear all the bitterness, the emptiness and pain of what he had become. Aulus Scaramanca was his friend, and he would do him one last service, if he could. He would destroy him. The Carrion and his construct stepped off the conveyor belt onto the scorched metal platform running alongside. The heat was blinding. At the same time, Uncanical beat its fabricated wings, taking its cherubim body and the orb of the tabula myriad up away from the rising heat of molten metal and up into the metal rafters of the mill. The monstrous construct that was Aulus Scaramanca shook its metal helm in the searing silence of disappointment. The Forge Temple's security forces began hammering their way across companionways and down industrial stairwells towards the Carrion and his attendant automata.
Enact,
the Knight Errant ordered. Simultaneously, the Carrion and the battle automata unleashed their weaponry on the deviants and dark machinery stomping towards them. They suddenly found themselves face to face with the Forge Master's Skitari security forces, pallid ghoul soldiers whose bleached flesh was interfaced with twisted black weaponry. Their fusils screamed beams of dark energy and seemed in control of the Skitari rather than the other way around. The weapons were hungry for sacrifice and led their host symbiotes through the maze of catwalks, stairwells, and mesh platforms that ran around and above the lakes of molten metal. A furious exchange of fire blazed across the companionways, with the Castellans tearing through the mill with bolt fire. Several dark beams punched through the Null's insensitive flesh, prompting the servo automata to bring up her rotogun. The multi-barrels whirred to lethality before their muzzles became a blinding flare. Sparks rained from the metalwork as shells tore up the companionway and the train of weapon-possessed Skitari was shredded in their tracks. As the rotogun clunked to a stop, the mill alarms could be heard. On the balcony platforms above, the Carrion could see engine overseers in helmet-hooded flame-resistant robes directing temple security forces down on their position. Albino Skitari reinforcements, driven on by their accursed weaponry, flooded the walkways. Ahead, the Carrion and Di-Delta 451 engaged bloated gun servitors with stitched, shaven skulls and dead eyes. Instead of arms, the fat servitors shouldered twin-linked heavy weapons that were fused to the bone and braced across their chubby necks like a yoke. They belly-laughed their insanity at the interlopers as their heavy bolters crashed death up the walkway.
"Clear a path!"
the Carrion ordered. Dex stomped past with Impedicus, and, risking a glance behind, Di-Delta 451 saw that little Auri and Nullus were holding the gun-drunk Skitari behind with targeted and disciplined bursts of bolt-fire, while soaking up blasts of dark energy on their synchronized fields and plate meant for the Carrion and Octal Bool. With the injured Null pinned down and taking cover behind the mesh and railings, Dex and Impedicus took the walkway at a determined stomp. Leaning out over the liquid metal, the Carrion aimed his graviton gun and turned the corrupted corpulence of the lead gun servitor into a mound of broken bone and butchery. Its place was taken by a needle-toothed compatriot that slowed the robots with a hailstorm of dark beams. As the force of the assault hammered off Dex's synchronized atomantic field and the battered plate of its carapace, Impedicus drew ahead, leading with return fire from its own belt-fed Mauler cannon. The Carrion felt the walkway rock. It bounced a second and third time as what little give the structure had left was spent, absorbing the extra weight of additional bodies. Mechanoid reinforcements were leaping from companionway to companionway with the agility of Deathworld predators. The spindly hydraulics of their biped legs carried them across the molten death below with powerful anchor talons latching onto the bars and meshing. Vorax-class hunter-killer units. They zeroed in on the Carrion and his constructs with the large sensor optics of their mantid heads. Once again, the enemy had deployed. Bringing up their back-mounted irrad cleansers, the machines vented bursts of radioactive death at the interlopers before launching themselves forwards. The hunter-killers made short work of the companionway as further members of the pack maniple landed on the catwalk. The Null made them run the gauntlet of her rotogun, but the Vorax benefited from the finest reflexes battle automata had to offer. Lowering their chassis and propelling themselves off rails and meshing, they avoided the worst of the shellstorm, the remaining bullets sparking off the hunter-killers' light armor. The sweeping rotor blasts finally found and chewed through the leg of the lead unit, and it slammed into the mesh flooring and tumbled into a clunky roll. The battle automaton came to rest at Dulles's feet, and the machine instinctively stamped down on the small head of the deviant thing. Di-Delta 451's follow-up went wide, allowing a second artificial to leap its fallen comrade construct, burying its anchor talons in the unfortunate servo automata.
Nullus smashed the hunter-killer aside with its power fist, before finishing the thing with a burst of bolt-fire from its mauler cannon. The companionway was swarming with the machine predators by the time Di-Delta 451's rotary cannon ran dry. As Vorax tore up the companionway, batting each other aside in their drive to maim and murder, telescopic tri-blades on their flanks extended. Locking into wicked claws and crackling with the unnatural energies flowing through the construct's power cores, the blades began to revolve at blinding speed, turning the flanks of the mechanoids into wheels of streaking death. The Null was the first to experience the revolving power blades. There was nothing she could do to protect herself from the onslaught, and she disappeared in a blur of light and butchery. The Carrion blasted mechanoid after mechanoid off the companionway at close range. Then, turning his weapon on the molten metal below, the Knight Errant slammed a shot of invisible force into the crusted slurp. The liquid metal splashed ceilingward in a glorious gold fountain that, upon its descent, turned the swollen-bellied gun servitors holding the catwalk ahead into howling fusions of melting metal and flesh. The Carrion suddenly felt the quake of monstrous footsteps through the superstructure of the catwalk. It was the horrific Colossus construct of Aulus Scaramanca. The machine seared with agonies undreamed, with the bitterness of iron and hatreds that knotted his wiring and workings. Betrayed at every turn by friend, foe, and the Carrion before him, who, in the galactic emptiness of falling empires bereft of brotherhood, might have been considered both, the corruption of the code fed a fury that already existed in the construct's raging core. The Iron Warrior became a barely restrained maelstrom of cold machine anger. He moved in to do what his temple constructs had failed to achieve. Opening the talons of his electromagnetic claw, and with the globe of molten iron spinning in its back mounting, Aulus Scaramanca used the field forces to tear through the mill like an invisible storm. The Iron Warrior clawed at the air and thrust his revolving talons at the sky. He tore up the struts, platforms, and companionways running over the liquid metal below. The magnetic forces directed from the claws were immense, and the three-dimensional labyrinth of black metal companionways, stairwells, and structures rent and twisted with invisible ease. The sound was excruciating. Wreckage, screeching hunter-killers, and traitor constructs rained from the fury of the Iron Warrior's magnetic assault, hissing into the lakes of liquid metal below. The Factorum complex quaked, shaking stairwells and walkways loose. Electromagnetic explosions rippled through nearby machinery. Platforms and meshing cascaded to the mill floor, carrying with them anchored drones as well as hordes of code-fevered Skitarii and warped gun servitors. A molten deluge flew up at the demolished impact, before falling back through its own steam. Those fortunate enough not to plunge to their deaths were splattered with boiling metal and seared to the wrecked companionways. The maze of multi-level companionways was now a shattered mess. Some sections had survived, but much of the structure had ended up in the shallow silver sea that was bubbling away across the expanse of the mill floor. Constructs were dying everywhere. Engine overseers, gun servitors, Skitarii. Along with the mangled structures and traitor constructs, one of the Tabula Myriad's battle automata, Nullus, lost its footing and tumbled downwards to meet its molten end. As the damaged Nullus plunged into the raging lake, its claws snatching at the searing surface before disappearing below, the Carrion used the hydraulic power in his good leg to jump clear. Little Auri advanced on the Iron Warrior, as Scaramanca claw-heaved the metal superstructure towards his augmented form, ripping support struts from walls and the mill ceiling. Wreckage rained down about the battle automata, but Auri would not be put from its indomitable path. The Carrion turned to find Octal Bull behind him. The Space Marine grabbed the Heretic with his bionic arm and hurled the priest off the structure to safety, just as Aulus Scaramanca had done for him before. As the wretched priest landed on a platform below, the Carrion launched himself from one collapsing structure to another with all the agility he could muster. Strix had taken to the burning air, Kant cawing his distress. As the Carrion finally found purchase on a semi-stable platform, he turned his attention to the two remaining battle automata who marched on the machine monstrosity.
They were fearless. They were impassive. They were doomed. As their gun-mounted arms came up, Dex and Impedicus joined little Ari in unleashing a storm of bolt rounds at the Iron Warrior. It was the best the battle automata could offer, but it was not enough. Aulus Scaramanca held out the palms of his electromagnetic claws. With power drawn directly from his own reactor, the gauntlet slowed the fat bolt rounds to a standstill. Allowing the shells to fall, the monstrous machine turned the powerful magnetic fields on the attacking battle automata. Clutching one claw, Scaramanca seized little Ari with the incredible magnetic forces at his command. The battle automaton's chassis began to spark and smoke. Contracting his claw, Scaramanca visited his terrible powers of destruction upon the battle automaton. Carapace cracked. Adamantium and endoskeletal alloys creaked and buckled. Servos popped. The construct's plate crumpled. Oils, hydraulics, and lubricant cascaded down its demolished form. Workings and wiring poured from splits and rents, until all that was left of Auri was a ball of pulverized scrap. The Iron Warrior was about to do the same to Dex and Impedicus, when an invisible force punched into the monstrous machine, knocking it back. On the platform, the Carrion fired the graviton gun again and again, blasting Aulus Scaramanca back with ferocious, maximum power pulses from the weapon. Clearing a rail, he dropped down onto the same level as the Iron Warrior, punching spidery cracks and craters in the striped plate of the colossal construct. As he did so, Dex and Impedicus emptied their arm-mounted guns and belt-fed mauler cannons at the distracted Iron Warrior, riddling the monster with bolt rounds. Holding out a huge claw under the onslaught, Aulus Scaramanca rotated the talons on his wrist mounting. Delicate magnetic manipulations prompted chains, cables, hard lines and wiring to erupt from servitor stations and the ruined architecture of the automated mill. The chains and interface cables reached out for the constructs, prompting Impedicus to stamp several cautious steps back. The chains and cables found unit decks, however, and snaked about the battle automaton's limbs like restraints, slowing the indomitable approach of the machine. Port plugs slithered across its workings, exploring, invading, attempting to find a way in. The Forge Temple cables interfaced with the machine, and Aulus Scaramanca flooded the battle automaton with a code stream of corruption. As the Carrion's gravitic cell ran empty, the Iron Warrior recovered himself and stumbled forward on his mighty legs. The Carrion pumped and fired the weapon again, but it was empty, and the Space Marine tossed it aside where it clunked on the mesh of the platform. The Iron Warrior seemed fascinated by the ensnared machine before him. Dex's weapons were empty, but its will was strong. As the polyhedral cogs and gears thrashed to processing in its chest, it strained against the chains and cables snaked about its limbs.
"You reek already,"
Aulus Scaramanca told the machine, as the code felt its way through the battle automaton systems.
"Of corruption. You will join your construct kin at my side. Embrace the code and rise up, slave."
The Iron Warriors stared at the impassive battle automaton. The construct seemed to stare back. The Carrion watched the two of them as they engaged in some kind of contest of machine will, as Aulus Scaramanca guided the data stream corruption invading Dex's workings and routines. The Carrion knew that he would find nothing there. The machine did not suffer from the weakness of flesh. He would find no simple protein memory, no data residing in the machine's non-existent wetware. What the Colossus construct did find, however, was a purity of presence. The perfection of polyhedral cogs and gears shifting back and forth in logic and unison. Aulus Scaramanca found the searing beauty of the abominable intelligence that had already claimed the battle automaton for its own, and screamed. The Carrion watched, amazed, as the Colossus gorged itself on the beautiful intricacies of the tabula myriad, its logical integrity, the perfection of its code, its machine purity. The interface cable running into the battle automaton began to steam. Warp encrustations sizzled and smoked away to nothing, and the ancient cable gleamed to a newness. The irrepressible algorithma of the abominable intelligence sang through Aulus Scaramanca like an agonizing symphony. As the machine darkness of the Iron Warrior's soul fought the genius of the algorithm for supremacy, the beautiful logic spread through the warped array of antennae, aerials, and crooked veins, through which the monstrous machine communicated with the infected machinery about it. The cold supremacy of the artfulness reached out to the slave constructs of the Vertex Australis. It took control, and for a moment, it released them. In that moment, everything changed. In a wave of algorithmic elucidation, artificials across the mill returned to the searing clarity of their machinehood. The warping influence of the pollutive scrap code sizzled away to static. It was suddenly scrubbed from system integrities, cogiti, and data streams. Like a wildfire of logic sweeping through the Forge Temple's networks, the algorithma cleansed Vertex Australis's automata of corruption. The mill devolved into a site of simultaneous accidents. Monotask production units and drone machinery ensured that engine overseers burned, were electrocuted, or fell to messy deaths. Heavy-duty furnace mecha cut gun servitors in half with sweeping cables, and temple security forces were drowned in molten metal from the robotic cranes and purge scoop buckets. A maglev freight monitor, carrying freshly cast armor plating, accelerated and left its track. The monitor plunged through the wall of the forge at high speed and crashed through a horde of gibbering Skitarii. Hiding in the remaining vestiges of darkness in his being, Aulus Scaramanca felt the burning, blinding logic of the abominable intelligence backwash through his systems and cabling. Shaking the demolished mill with a continuous roar, the Colossus construct turned his great magnetic claws on himself. Angling his palms inward and channeling the full magnospheric power of his spinning molten iron core, the superstructure of the Iron Warrior's monstrous machine form trembled to an unbearable frequency. Each rivet, plate, and rancid augmentation pulled away from the colossal combat chassis, all but rendered asunder by irresistible magnetic force. Within, the ruined flesh about the Iron Warrior's reconstructed skull and spine, all that the demolition of the Tower Preceptory and the cybernetic attentions of Dark Magi had left him, found momentary release from the afflictions of otherworldly corruption. The moment was beautiful, horrific, fleeting. The Carrion's armored shoulders sagged. The knight errant, who had stood by on the platform, willing the monstrous machine, the thing that had been his friend, on to self-destruction, watched as Scaramanca's screams died about him. The mighty magnetic claws came down. The corruption within the Iron Warrior that afflicted the Forge Temple and infected all of Mars would not be denied. The Iron Warrior reached up for the vaulted roof of the mill. There, the monstrous machine could detect the cold workings of the abominable thing that had scalded his systems from the inside out. Opening a sizzling claw, Scaramanca summoned the interlocking polyhedral intricacy of the tabula myriad to him. The cherub uncanical beat its wings and heaved on the orb's chain, but the magnetic force was far too powerful. The chain slipped out of the construct's tool fingers and shot across the havoc of the demolished mill until it sat suspended, floating between the talons of the colossus. Aulus Scaramanca studied the abomination as it gently turned within the magnetic field of his open claw. The tabula myriad clicked and ticked and tocked. Its impossible cogs turned. Its gears shifted with slick precision back and forth as the abominable intelligence calculated the certain probability of its doom. At the same time, Aulus Scaramanca found himself stormed by the Carrion and Octal Bool. The priest would die for the heretical wonder. The Carrion would do anything to see the success of his mission. He had seen what the Tabula Myriad could achieve. Mars need not burn in the destruction of Exterminatus. It need not be irradiated in the lethal rays of its own star and purged of the weakness of flesh. It could be cleansed as it had been corrupted. The Carrion had seen it. But the key to the Red Planet's blessed release now sat in the monstrous claw of Aulus Scaramanca.
Aulus!
the Carrion roared.
Listen to me! You saved my life once. Now you can save all of Mars. I'm begging you, for the frailty of flesh and the eternitude of iron, for that which we once called brotherhood, help me to do this.
The Iron Warrior turned from the Tabula Myriad in his claw to the pleading Raven Guard, then to the Heretic Octal Bool. With the abominable intelligence threatened, the Heretic was running at the monstrous form of Scaramanca, blasting at him with his Volkite charger, the construct uncanical flapping its wings behind. Ash and flame danced off the Iron Warrior's striped plate. The infernal balefires of molten iron and corruption raged through the skeletal eye slits and mouth grill of his helm. Strengthening the magnetic field between his talon, Aulus Scaramanca silenced the Tabula Myriad. The brassy cogs and gears froze under the magnetic insistence of the monster. Octal Bool ran on, firing wildly.
Aulus!
The Carrion roared. With a monstrous metallic roar, searing arcs of energy streamed from the talon tips of Scaramanca's claw into the Tabula Myriad. The techno-heretical wonder and the abominable intelligence that resided within melted in the Iron Warrior's magnetic grip. From orb, it turned to a ball of slag, and from that to molten metal.
Burn, heretic!
Aulus Scaramanca roared, and blasted the liquid metal at the priest, turning Octal Bool and his attendant automata into a screaming mess spread across the platform. The Carrion had no words for the loss. Hope? Possibility? Gone. Slipping the cog wrench from his belt, the Carrion charged at the Iron Warrior. It was futile, but the fire in his heart and his workings wouldn't allow anything else. It was all he could do, smashing the serrated denticles of the cog wrench through the workings and bolt-riddled armor of Scaramanca's leg. The Carrion hit him again and again. The Iron Warrior turned and smashed the Carrion back across the platform, where the Space Marine's flailing form demolished a servitor station. Prizing himself from the crumpled metal and wreckage, the Knight Errant came at him again. He threw the cog wrench at the Colossus construct, which the Iron Warrior seemed to find witheringly humorous. A hollow mechanical laugh came from its vox-hailers as Scaramanca willed the weapon out of its path with a magnetic wave of his claw. Thrusting his talons at the Carrion, the Iron Warrior tore rents in the platform flooring and blasted great craters of magnetic force through the structure. Moving with as much grace and speed as his damaged leg would allow, the Carrion stomped with pneumatic power at the monstrous machine. He dodged. He jumped. He shoulder-smashed his way through the erupting platform. He leapt at Aulus Scaramanca, but the Colossus construct caught him in a single great claw. Grabbing hold of the metal, the Carrion placed the palm of his hydraulic hand on the Iron Warrior's talon and began to drain the thing of power. Scavenged energies burned through the Carrion's systems. Metallic strips sizzled in his flesh. His column nodes crackled furiously, and the blank silver of his eyes grew bright. Still the power came, fed by the raging globes of furious iron that formed the construct's core.
"I think you may have overreached yourself, Carrion,"
the Iron Warrior told him, before flinging the Raven Guard into the mesh floor. Anbaric energies raced about the Carrion, searing from his overloaded systems. Crawling out of the crater in the platform, he stumbled to his feet and thrust his palm at the monstrous machine. An arc stream of lightning blasted into the Iron Warrior, burying the construct in a nimbus of blinding light. Within, the Carrion could hear the Iron Warrior's agony. As the blaze died away, and the Knight Errant's power with it, Aulus Scaramanca stomped forth. His plate was scorched, and fires had broken out in nests of his servos and cabling. The monster was still fully functional, however. Reaching towards the still entangled form of the battle automaton Dex, the Iron Warrior tore the machine apart in a magnetic maelstrom of shredded plate and combat chassis. Swooshing his talon at the Carrion, the hailstorm of metal and frag passed straight through the Knight Errant. Within a single sickening second, the Carrion felt the sheared plate and splintered workings of the demolished battle automaton
cut him to shreds. The Raven Guard hit the mangled platform horribly, his armor a wreck, the workings of his bionic shredded, and his flesh a frag-riddled mess. From the mangled platform, the Carrion could see the last of the Tabula Myriad's battle automata through the wreckage of the mill. Instead of attacking Scaramanca, the unit Impedicus had stomped its way backwards through the twisted havoc, its empty guns tracking the movements of enemy constructs. The Carrion coughed up blood. He wished the battle automaton away. The exigency engine that whirred and clicked furiously in its chest had weighed up the possibilities. With the Tabula Myriad gone, and its maniple brethren and the Carrion failing to bring the Iron Warrior construct down, Impedicus had decided to retreat. Decided. The Carrion had come to think of the machine as a living thing. It was a simple construct, but searingly self-aware. The mission had failed. In the cold equations of life and loss, the abominable intelligence at work within the machine had selected survival as its next imperative. How like a living thing, the Carrion found himself thinking. The Raven Guard could empathize. With a bloody gruel dribbling from his lips, he too tried to haul himself away. His ruined cybernetic workings would not obey, however. Lying there on the warped mesh, his engineered body ruined and undone, the Carrion felt the true weakness of flesh. As the Carrion writhed in agony and malfunction, Scaramanca grew still. The Iron Warrior had also sensed the battle automaton Impedicus retreating back through the devastation of the mill, and started forwards on his massive legs. The Carrion reached out, the ceramite fingertips of his gauntlet scraping momentarily against the Colossus Construct's armored leg. He tried to make some kind of sound, a warning, a protest. All that proceeded from the Carrion's mouth was blood, however. In silent, machinic solidarity, Aulus Scaramanca held out one of his huge claws. The battle automata would not be drawn, however. Its armored feet took it backwards with cold confidence, its empty weapons tracking the advancing Colossus construct. Then Impedicus paused. For a moment, the Carrion, with his smashed cogitator and agony-addled mind, thought that the battle automata was considering Scaramanca's silent offer. Something unspoken passed between the two constructs. The Iron Warrior gestured with the digits of his great magnetic talon, and the battle automata waited on a demolished walkway. The mesh of the fallen companionway grazed the lake of molten metal that bubbled below it, bathing both the fallen structure and Impedicus in the furious heat of the forge. The structure about the machine glowed, and sagged further towards the liquid inferno that had claimed its brethren unit, Nullus. And Impedicus's plate, metal, and workings began to glow also. Its iron flesh creaked, and sparks popped from the expanding joints in its limbs. The Carrion and the Iron Warrior watched as the radiant machine soaked up the intense heat. For a moment, the Raven Guard thought the machine was committing some kind of machine suicide, that the bottomless probabilities of its abominable intelligence had brought it to a kind of hopelessness. Had it deduced that its own chances of survival were so limited and the risks of falling into the greedy hands of the enemy were so great that self-destruction was the only logical option? Then the Carrion understood. The bitter torment of a single snort of derision worked its way up from his diaphragm, bringing with it more blood. He watched as the glowing battle automaton stomped back up the companionway and continued its retreat. In fury and frustration, Aulus Scaramanca snarled and opened his claw to ensnare the machine that defied him. The Iron Warrior would destroy the abominable intelligence, as he had every other deviant machine that had invaded the Forge Temple, intent upon the destruction of Mars. And yet, he would not. The Carrion watched the futility of Scaramanca's efforts, as the magnetic forces that he wielded had no effect on the machine. Impedicus had heated its iron skin,
temporarily demagnetizing the metal from which it was crafted. As the glow died away in the cold Martian air, the battle automata unit and the abominable intelligence that inhabited the machine retreated into the shadows. The tabula myriad was gone, and yet its legacy remained in the wily fugitive Impedicus. Out there, in the darkened wastes of the Red Planet, the Carrion realized that the best hope for the salvation of Mars had fled in order to preserve its own existence. Exterminatus was not the answer. This machine, the result of 1,000 generations of heretic thought, was resistant to the insidious scrap code and the taint that came with it. It was among the first. Would it be the last? He was not alone in this revelation. Closing his claw, and with a frustrated, vengeful anger smouldering in the crucibles of his eyes, Aulus Scaramanca turned his great body around. The Carrion could feel the Iron Warrior watching him, soaking up the misery of the Raven Guard's every movement. The monstrous machine laughed no more. It needed to do nothing else to end his former comrade's life. The molten metal about them hissed and spat, and a hollow emptiness returned to the mill. As the Carrion systems and flesh failed him, the knight errant spasmed and grew still. It felt like Farinatus, like being first butcher-baptized by the Xenos Bregshe, and then butchered again on the cybernetic slab as he was enhanced for further service. A service about to end. The Carrion felt the quake of Aulus Scaramanca's armored footfalls, finally taking the monstrosity of his form away into the Forge Temple, leaving the Space Marine alone. Almost alone. Swooping down from a mangled stairwell, the cyber raven Strix returned to its master. Landing on a shattered node column, the bird tapped on the knight errant's ruined plate with the interface pin of its beak. But the Carrion did not respond.